Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Hello, Shulamites. I decided that I would open this podcast, and I'm going to do it with a small amount of egg on my face, but since we're in with family and among friends, not too much, I hope. I'm sure that those of you who've been following along these last weeks with the podcast and us talking about this just amazing little teaching that the Lord's been pouring through Martha on being nothing. You've probably been looking down in the transcription or on the page saying, where's a link to this awesome booklet? And you have not seen it. And so I'm going to give you an explanation for that and an apology insofar as I am sorry that you've been waiting as much as we have. But not much beyond that. Every conference that we have, we lay out a schedule for people for Friday evening, all day Saturday, and for Sunday morning. And there's a little note at the bottom of that schedule that we pass out. And it says, as always, you know, this schedule is a suggestion, and the Holy Spirit is the one who's in charge of this conference. In other words, the Lord has free reign to come in and change whatever, whenever, however. And that is not really a normal thing for conferences. It's not really a normal thing for churches, even home churches. We've had people call up and say, I know you're home church, but when do you guys get together and could I come? And I always have to say, I have no idea when we'll be getting together. And we usually don't either. When the Spirit leads, we get together. And that is... That's a hard thing to roll with in the world that says, well, why don't you just, you know, say every week, do this, do that. So we have enormous passion for this little booklet. We have enormous passion for the life. I mean, just capital L, capital I, capital F, capital E, the life that is in this teaching. And I am not sorry at all that we got together and talked about it and shared it with you these last couple of weeks. I am sorry that I haven't had it in my life sooner, because that's how I always feel when there's something really revelatory and full of deliverance and freedom. I always think, would that I'd had this, you know, from the beginning. But it's been worth the wait. And we are light at the end of the tunnel here. Martha and John and I have just gotten together and we read aloud the ending that the Lord has been giving Martha for the last few days. And it was very important. It was very important. What he poured through her was pretty well self-contained. But at the end of the day, he wanted to say more. And it was richer. And it was higher. And at the same time, so humble as to be frightening almost, really, in its absolute simplicity and practicality and ordinariness. And I'm always amazed by that. And when the Lord wants to keep pouring, we do not say, you're putting us behind the schedule, Spirit. Hop to, hop to. So I am sorry for those of you who have been right there with us and praying for it and are eager for it. I know why you're eager for it. It is life-changing. It is a life-changing message. And it is explosive with hope and his love. And you can't ask for much more than that, especially from what will end up being such a small, literally such a tiny pocket wonder of a little teaching. And, but I can tell you that it has been, I mean, the Holy Spirit every step of the way. This has been a really kind of a new, it's a new level of experiencing him taking the lead. I don't know about for John or Martha, but for me, I mean, when John and I were working on we were talking about the cover, and John has to, he's the visual guy. He is the graphics guru. He's got it all. And we knew that because of its size, it was going to have to be maybe just colors or kind of abstract. We just knew you don't want to, you know, do some sort of detailed picture when it's going to be so small. And John had some ideas and he sent some things over. And what was it, John, an hour? Really? Start to finish?
It may have been an hour. I mean, I've never been able to slam anything out, especially a book cover. I mean, maybe one of the CD series, but really not. This thing just went, I was like, wow.
And I suggested something to John. And as always, whenever you say something like, oh, that reminds me of so-and-so, that's cool. And then John is one of these people, he never says, well, that's impractical, or I have no idea where to find that, or come on now. John just goes and does it. If it ignites him, he just gives the spirit free rein. And it happened so fast. The picture he found, the image he found was perfect. What he did with it was stunning in such a short amount of time. It is visually arresting. It is dramatic without being over the top, considering it's perfect for the size that it's going to be. It's perfect for the message. I mean, it is, and it happened so quickly. And at the same time, John was working on the visual end of things, on designing the cover. At the same time, I'm working on the back cover, which is, you know, not nearly so exciting, but it's okay. This is what, if you hand it to someone, generally speaking, if you hand a book to somebody or a booklet, they're going to flip it over and say, what's going on here? And in this case, we didn't want any big lengthy description because this is, everything about this is a little bit different. And the Lord gave us just the most perfect quote, descriptor. I don't even know what to say. It's one sentence that he gave Martha towards the beginning, back in the very first couple of days that this was all being dealt with. And she went back and she found it. And I mean, the whole thing, but it was done start to finish in an hour and a half. So not just design and all the rest of it. It was literally, it was in InDesign. It was laid out. It was locked in. And we made a couple changes because we said, okay, well, let's sleep on it. I think we tweaked the smallest things, but it has never changed since then. The Holy Spirit just came in and did that. And that has been what this booklet, the experience of this booklet, that has been just a higher level for me of experiencing how he will move, how he can move when he has freedom to. And I don't know if I'm less in the way. I have no idea, because if there's any obstacle, it's going to be me. But this time was just, it felt like one miracle on top of another, even with the delay. That's the thing. He is unstoppable and this message, it's pretty big. I think if his move and how he has literally been so, John, Martha, I mean, we really haven't had a single scuffle on it, have we? We haven't had difficulty coming together. There's been no, okay, let's go and pray about this and come back and hopefully this will be resolved. I mean, it's so. Yes, we're late, but, oh, ladies and gentlemen, people whom I love, it is so worth it.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.